The president says, work with me. I'm Jack Callahan. Fox News, in his State of the Union message last night, urging Republicans to help him finish the job of rebuilding the economy.
We have more to do, but here at home, inflation is coming down. Here at home, gas prices are down $1.50 from their peak. Food inflation is coming down, not fast enough, but coming down. Inflation has fallen every month for the last 6 months.
But the president also said some of my Republican friends are trying to take the economy hostage, referring to the GOP's demands for federal spending cuts to increase the country's debt limits. Resounding boos from Republicans when the president suggested some of them want to make cuts in Social Security and Medicare. In the Republican response, Arkansas's Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders called the president unfit for office.
President Biden inherited the fastest economic recovery on record. The most secure border in history, cheap, abundant, homegrown energy, fast rising wages, a rebuilt military, and a world that was stable and at peace. But over the last 2 years, Democrats destroyed it all.
Governor Sanders said Republicans will hold the administration accountable. Rescue workers are racing against time and the elements, trying to find survivors in the rubble of that massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria.
It is a scene being played out all over Turkey. Here in this town in southern Turkey, these rescue workers desperately trying to find anybody still alive in the rubble of this apartment building. All the while, friends, family, loved ones watch and wait.
Fox's Greg Palcott, the number of people killed has passed 9,400, making it the world's deadliest seismic event in more than a decade. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell told the Economic Club of Washington yesterday there are signs that inflation is easing, but he also warned if it starts rising again or if the job market continues to strengthen, the Fed might have to raise interest rates in larger increments again. In Alec Murdaugh's double murder trial yesterday, testimony about his alleged financial crimes.
Prosecutors try to prove a motive in the killings of his wife and son. The head of finance for his former law firm testified that the now disbarred attorney took advantage of an office culture built on friendship and trust. She said Murdaugh was successful not for his work ethic, but his ability to leverage relationships. Jeannie Seckinger says on the afternoon of June 7, 2021, she confronted Murdaugh about more than $200,000 in misappropriated funds from litigation referred to as the Ferris case. That night, Murdaugh's son Paul and wife Maggie were fatally shot on the family's 1,700-acre hunting estate. But in cross-examination, the witness said when she learned about the murders, she first assumed it was an outside attacker.
Fox's Jonathan Sary, the man accused of killing 23 people at an El Paso, Texas Walmart in 2019, is expected to plead guilty today to federal hate crimes charges. Patrick Crucius still faces state murder charges. There's a new hotbed for Islamic terror, and it's not in the Middle East.
Sub-Saharan Africa is where violent Islamism has found its latest epicenter. A new report from the UN's International Development Agency has been looking into where and why people join groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. It found money rather than religious zeal is now the main motivator. The pandemic, inflation, and climate change all leading people to extremes in search of an income. So Since 2017, more than 18,000 have been killed in Islamist attacks across Africa, with Somalia the worst affected. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.